One is I try to find a T for that. The closest I can find is tablets. You remember when God gave Moses tablets with the Ten Commandments? Tablets of building altars before the Lord. Abraham, wherever he went, he built altars. Now what happened here is that we need to put areas where we are drawn to God. Everywhere that Abraham traveled, he built an altar to the Lord. Let me show what the enemy does. You see, on this planet Earth, the enemy puts places of influence so that we're subconsciously drawn into the wrong things. Let me illustrate with another illustration. You can have a mobile phone. You notice when you have a mobile phone, you go to some areas, the reception is good. You go to another area, the reception is bad. Especially if you travel between cities, it drops out completely and you have no signal. Why do you have no signal? Because there is no transmission or relay station. So what do they do? Let's say that this room is the size of Australia. So if I put a transmitter here, it may reach only up to, let's say, about 4 feet in terms of scale. Anything beyond that, you can't get it. So what do I do? At every 8 feet intervals, I put a transmitter. So it reaches 4 feet, so every place is covered. So there are no blank areas. Everywhere is fully covered in God. What happened is we need to build, these transmission stations are like altars that we build to the Lord. Places that draw us to God. So throughout your 7 days a week, throughout your monthly regular things, how many times do you visit in God's presence? That's why you have all kinds of Christians. Christians who attend church once a year, and then you wonder why they are never changed. Answer should be obvious. So look at time as a vast expanse, where, for example, if you begin just to spend time with God on a regular basis in your devotional life. Some people, they only have devotional life with God 5 minutes a week. So guess what? The transmission doesn't cover the rest of their life. But if you spend more regular time with God and you space it out. I know sometimes people use what I call the desperado tactics. And they're really in deep trouble. They really desperately seek God. Right? But then when the problem is over, they also go away from God until the next desperate situation. That's fine. That's nice. At least you're seeking God. But I believe that God will prefer that you seek Him on a regular basis. And then if you find it hard to discipline yourself to seek God regularly, seek God with others. Some things you can be taught. Some things have to be caught. Think about little children growing up. How many things are they taught? How many things are they caught? I would say quite a lot of it is caught. If that is true in natural bringing up of children, why do we think that in Christian churches, we could just teach someone and they can become what they should be? Right? It's a failure, a dramatic failure in a church. We think that if we have, let's say, a 10-lesson thing, right? That's what most pastors do. They want a factory. Everyone go to 10 lessons, it come out all fantastic. Leadership training, 20 lessons. Shoot. And this kind of method causes a lot of failure because some people will go through it fine, but a whole lot go through it and still nothing happens. Anyone who has more than one child realizes every child is different. There's no factory that produces everyone the same way. But there's one common denominator. A lot of the things the children grow up in are caught, some are taught. And they all taught differently. If these are known to all fathers and mothers, why do we as a church with spiritual parenthood on our shoulders try just to teach and change them? You know why? We have too many lazy parents in Christianity as we have out in the world today. Right? Today in the natural world, you have lazy parents. They're so busy about their career, their life, their enjoyment, their pleasure. Children are a burden. So what, they chuck them with some babysitter somewhere, and all the rest is somewhere else. So they don't parent their child anymore. Home is no more home, it's a hotel. Everyone checks in for the evening to sleep and goes off in the morning. So when that comes into the church, we have lazy parents. Where the pastor is lazy because he doesn't want to take the time to take his sheep one by one and pray with them. Spend time with them. What? He wants all the sheep to come in one place and in one shot, 10 lessons produce all fantastic sheep. That's lazy parenting. But we should nurture. People need to be loved, need to be cared for. Sometimes you've got to spend time with people to pray with them. Not just talk, but pray and seek God together. That's where the change comes. And so when we begin to change our attitude and realize these are the new laws that Jesus has, these are the ways of transformation that takes time and building tablets. Tablets means that for some people, you know why some Christians fall away from God? You know, especially people we bring from the streets, why they never stay? You know why? Haven't you got children? Some children you need to spend more time, some less time. So, for someone more difficult, sometimes you got to break their week up. You say, okay, for you, every day you must pray with me here. And then they're okay, because every day you see them. Right? They can backslide in the afternoon, but the next day they're back. Then, because they're weak, they backslide again the next afternoon, but morning they're back again. You go on that way, in 1 year they change. But some people, you just say, 3 times a week. Let's seek God together. They're okay. And you know, sometimes there are no places where people can seek God every day. Or even 3 times a week. Sometimes all is just once a week and not even seeking God. The key is lying right in front of us. The laws that we have learned. Building tablets in people's lives. That means you space it up. Because some people, the energy that they draw spiritually can keep them for 1 whole year. Right? I mean, some of the energy that we draw from the Lord because of our 20 over years in the ministry back in Asia. When we came, we attended churches. For 2 years, we did nothing. You know, to us, those 2 years are like droughts. We got nothing spiritually. And we know that we will have, in our spirits, we are just drying up. But because of our relationship with the Lord, it sustained. And because we personally know how to say, it sustained us. But if not for those things, we'll be gone. Worldly minded and everything else. Now, not everybody may have sufficient resources, energy to be able to keep on track with God. Even if you have no church to attend for 2 years, and you got no spiritual help for 2 years, and you can still come out of the 2 years strong. Not everybody may have that energy. Sometimes some people have energy for just 1 day at a time, 2 days. But as you grow in God, the time comes when you're able to do that, that's when God starts sending you out. God knows. I mean, He could speak one word to you and to you, that will last you for the next 1 month. And then He speaks another word to you and it fills you up. So all of us begin to build on God. We need what I call tablets. Sometimes it's daily, sometimes thrice a sometimes people may start with 3 times a day. But then it's less and less. But that's how I believe that God would build His church up. And that's why in the body of Christ, there's a cry for spiritual fathers and mothers. A lot of spiritual babies, but very few spiritual fathers and mothers. And God needs more. And why more are not produced? Because not many are growing up fast enough. But as more begin to realize these are the methods of the Lord, these are the standards of Jesus, transformation, time, and building of tablets that alters unto the Lord, then we can be transformed. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the standards of Jesus Christ. Father, we know, Lord, that Your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And Father, we ask that You forgive, Lord, the Church of Jesus Christ. So sometimes, Lord, We get so engrossed in doctrine, in doing the right things of the Pharisees, and being the rightness of things. Therefore, we forget, Lord, that the church is not an organization, but an organism. It's a life family with different characters, different people. And Lord, sometimes because of the Gentile ways that we learn from the world, everything is organized and everything is administrated. And everything, oh Lord, is in a classroom situation. We know, Lord, that we forget we are a family. We are the family of God. We little children that sometimes get into trouble and we need to pull them up. Mature ones who can father and mother others. Those in between who could be an encouragement and a lot of energy to serve and to help others. It is a family. And we ask, oh Lord, that you build our lives in you to be a family in you. And Father, we know that no matter how much we grow, we have yet more to know of you. More to see of you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's transformation, Lord, by seeing you. From glory to glory, we are changed. And unless we have the personal relationship and knowledge of God, we cannot be changed, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. Help us to understand your standards, your methods, your principles, and your laws. Help us to understand how different they are too from the old covenant. Otherwise, you would not have called it a new covenant. Help us to see the difference. And help us not to walk this Christian life in the old way, but walk it in a new way. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Let's all arise.